everyone. Welcome to Arose from Concrete Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nisi. Enjoy the show. I grew up in a family where you only went to church on Easter and Christmas. So, you had spirituality in the household, but you wasn't church people. I went to church one time in my life from the time I was a child to the time I became an adult. When I was about 24, my mother said, "Oh, let's go to church." I said, "No, I don't want to go to church. There's something in me. I just knew that was not going to work." A couple years later, my mother dies. So the pain of that, I felt like going to church would give me some type of comfort or something. So I went, I got all into it about what you couldn't do, what you could do. Going to church kind of when the door opened and you're trying to get into it. I had something else tragic happen and I went to the church for help and received none. So that kind of started me on my journey to be disillusioned. I still kept going because I was still trying to search for something, but I could never really get into it. The whole catching the spirit and all that type of stuff, it just wasn't in me. I just couldn't do it. It didn't. The comfort that they got from it, I didn't get. As time went on, I started reading these books about spirituality and how you create your own reality and how everything you need is already inside of you. You didn't need any outside entity in order to do what you needed to do. That correlated with me a whole lot better than going to church. As I was on my journey with spirituality, I was still going to church, but I couldn't do both. I couldn't believe in the spiritual aspect and still believe in what they were teaching. It didn't work for me. So eventually I left the church and tried to get more into spirituality, but more try to cleanse my mind of all the Christian teachings and open my mind more to everything I needed to do, I could do within me. I didn't need a preacher telling me, I didn't need a book telling me. Inside of me, in my soul, I knew the difference between right and wrong and what I needed in order to do what I needed to do. I'm still on my spiritual journey. It's still a lot to learn. But the more I get away from Christianity and my mind opens, the more I am open to other things as far as my spiritual walk. One of the books I read was the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And reading it out and giving some information, but the one thing I definitely learned is when you're in church, when people die, you think of it as that's it. They're just gone. The one thing I have learned is that there's no such thing as death. You're energy. The vessel dies, the energy does not. Another fascination I have is with the Orishas. And learning about the different Orishas and their power and trying not to be afraid of what I learned, but getting more into it and see how that particular entity will work for me in my life and in my spiritual journey. Part of what I've learned on my spiritual journey is being open to different avenues of spirituality that will correlate with me. Getting to the point where you don't care so much about what other people may think about you not going to church anymore and you not believing in what you grew up believing in, but you being steadfast and this particular spirituality that I've found that correlates with my spirit and that I'm gonna do what's best for me, and I don't care about what somebody else thinks, because everybody has a right to their own spiritual journey. So that is my spiritual journey so far. Continue to walk with me as I learn more and grow more spiritually. Thank you guys for listening to A Rose That Grows from Concrete Radio. I'm sponsored by Anchor. Favor me as more podcasts are sure to come. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.